Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little bit of flavor. You ready?
Yeah, boy.
Here we go.
Okay.
Renaming 9 U.S. Army posts that honor Confederate officers would cost a total of $21 million if the installations rebrand everything. That shouldn't be a problem. Just take it out the military budget.
Yeah, boy!
They wouldn't even miss $21 million. Nope, sure won't. $21 billion? Yeah, maybe so. Tensions are running high as both the Texas governor and Arizona governor continue to send busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C. and New York City.
Oh, no.
Since April, the governors have sent more than 6,500 migrants to the sanctuary cities as an act of retaliation after President Joe Biden lifted Title 42, a health order that prevented a large number of migrants from seeking asylum during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but Texas and Arizona are going to regret that move. Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker of Georgia says he's glad that a group of Republican operatives opposed to Donald Trump put out a new ad that includes graphic comments from Walker's ex-wife describing him choking her and threatening to shoot her.
Damn!
During their marriage. Walker has noted numerous times that he struggled with mental health issues during his marriage.
Holy smokes!
Which lasted from 1983 to 2002, and he didn't remember the incidents due to his illness. So, wait, he struggled with mental health issues from 1983 to 2002. That's 19 years. Damn. And now you want to become a senator for the state of Georgia?
Good luck, dog.
What about the mental health issues you struggled with for 19 years? Did they magically disappear? Because it's obvious that you still struggle from the mental health issues because of some of the shit that you be saying.
Cain killed Abel, and that's a problem that we have.
Wait, run that back.
Cain killed Abel. That's a problem that we have. And I said, what we need to do is look into how we can stop those things.
Our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space.
Oh, and I ain't finished. He also said this crazy shit.
Do you know right now I have something that can bring you into a building that will clean you from COVID as you walk through this dry mix. As you walk through the door, it will cure any COVID on your body. EPA, FDA approved.
Yeah, those mental health issues are still there. Seek help, Herschel. Seek help. A teacher in Florida has resigned after he says a school district employee remove photos of historic black American figures from a bulletin board in his classroom. The teacher said he chose the theme for the bulletin board because the majority of his students were black, and he wanted to showcase leaders that his students could look up to and see themselves in. What was wrong with that? An armed man decked out in body armor tried to breach a security screening area at an FBI field office in Ohio. Then fled and exchanged gunfire in a standoff with law enforcement. You know his ass is dead. It's just one of the growing threats in recent days against FBI agents and officers across the country since federal agents executed a search warrant at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Executed a search warrant? That sounds like they shot Trump with it.
Residents of Vinson, Alabama want their assistant police chief fired for sending out racist text messages to fellow officers. According to the residents, the assistant police chief allegedly sent a text to fellow officers, "What do you call a pregnant slave?" When the officers responded with a question mark, he supposedly replied, "BOGO, buy one, get one free."
Oh, hell no!
The Shelby County NAACP has joined with residents in taking the matter before City Council. The mayor has pledged to investigate and will have an update by August the 16th.
CBS Los Angeles is reporting a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been charged with over 30 counts of sex crimes involving children. His ass is done. His ass is done. The FBI director who greenlighted the search at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was picked for the job by then-President Donald Trump in 2017. Trump said he'd make a good FBI director. Damn, Donald, you got that one right. Officials evacuated a MARTA train that services the Atlanta area after a rider overheard another passenger say they had monkeypox. That's messed up. The incident happened on the train heading to the East Point station. According to MARTA, a rider called MARTA police after they heard the passenger's claims. When the train arrived at the station, officials evacuated the train and had EMS check out the passenger who said they were sick. Meanwhile, MARTA took the empty train to the rail yard so officials could clean it and disinfect it. Okay. The most recent Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll from last month shows that Stacey Abrams, the Democratic nominee for governor, has significant ground to make up among black voters, particularly black men.
African Americans comprise 33% of the population, which means that black men comprise 17%, that if they show up and if they participate, they'll be served by an Abrams administration.
All right, brothers, come on, let's step up for the sister now. Finally, a department in the federal government is doing something about these annoying-ass robocalls. Brooklyn Alexander has more.
Well, if you're tired of all of those robocalls, here's finally some good news. Almost. The FCC is cracking down on car warranty robocalls, meaning U.S. telecom companies are now required by law to block those calls. Now, here's the downside. Even with that regulation in place, consumers like you and me are still hit with millions of those now illegal calls daily. Oof, I can't stand those.
You're not the only one, Brooklyn, and I wish they'd stop calling me about my college loan. I ain't even go to college. What the hell you calling me for? Okay, here's one for you. According to federal prosecutors, a black resident of Buffalo, New York, told investigators he anonymously tweeted out a fake threat to commit mass killings against black people in his community days after a real mass shooting because he wanted to see if racists would cheer him on. Now, I really don't know what to say after that one, so I'm not gonna say a damn thing. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. UINWA is produced for Urban Network News. Okay, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.
I had to add my granddaughter. Come on now.